George Farrugia joins us. George, what about that Hardstyle Rico? 28.91, track record, led all of the way, broke 5 seconds in that early sectional, defeated a brave Simon Told Helen. Tommy Shelby was also brave in third, and Tigalong Tonk back and fourth. But Hardstyle Rico, wowee, what a performance to take out the greatest race in the sport, the Tab Melbourne Cup.
It's funny. It's what you'd probably call Greyhound Nirvana for owner-trainer Lucky Karabitsakos, isn't it? I mean, not only to win the Melbourne Cup, as you said, but to do it in track record time. It's very rarely done in those type of big races. And we spoke about it all week, Gareth. There was a lot of analytics around the race, but it was who was able to get to the early lead and then they weren't going to be run down. And this time it was Hardstyle Rico backing up what he did in that silver bullet. It's a funny game. It's a funny sport, isn't it? Probably about a month and a half ago, Lucky would have been a little bit down that he didn't make the Top Gun with Hardstyle Rico. He made his opinions known, and that's fair enough. Everyone's proud of their own dogs. And since that point, he ran 29.46 to win at the Meadows, nearly breaking that track record. And now he's got the Sandown Park track record and the Group 1 Melbourne Cup sitting on the mantelpiece. So well done to everyone involved. And the Bold Trees, I thought, was a good race too. We had a bit of a play at Manila Night, and he was the one that was going to lead Garrison. I tell you what, down the back, Houdini Boy really put it to him, but he stuck to his guns, and he was fantastic. That was his only his second 715-metre run, and he's already a Group 1 winner over the distance. So well done to trainer Mario Briganti and owner Phil Smith, who lives on the Gold Coast. I spoke to him yesterday. That was his first Group winner as an owner. So some terrific stories to come out of last night, but none bigger than Hardstyle Rico.
Would Hardstyle Rico won the Cup if he drew Box 8?
Oh, the way he began, I would say yes, yeah. And you know what, we spoke about the big three for the entirety of 2020. You have to throw Hardstyle Rico in with them now, clearly, on what he's done, especially in the last couple of months. I mean, he took out the Shepherd and Cup in track record time, but he was always a little bit behind those other greyhounds on the city tracks in the big races. He ran second behind Simon Told Helen in the maturity, and now he's got one over the top of him too, actually. He beat Simon Told Helen in the Silver Bullet as well. So unbelievable effort, mate, for all concerned.
And it's funny, sometimes we all need a little bit of luck in life, and the way that he went last night, no greyhound probably in the world would have beat him, but Simon Told Helen had tough tears, and he just got into the race, tough tears, and then he was the greyhound that he jumped and he wanted to go back to the inside there, and it just worked out perfectly with that head-on shot of Tigalong Tonk, because he wanted to, not Tigalong Tonk, Hardstyle Rico, he just wanted to get a little wide, and he had enough room there to really find his rhythm nice and early.
Yeah, he did, Garrison. Like you said, if you're running sub 5 seconds to the marker, 99.5 out of 100, you're going to be leading. And that's exactly what he did. So, yeah, look, I mean, even dogs shifting left and right, like you said, with that fantastic head-on footage, it was clear that Hardstyle Rico, he just nailed the start. That's what he needed to do, and it was all over. Shimmer Shine took a little bit of a fall, didn't he, down the back? I'll speak to owner Dave Gleeson and get an update on him. Hopefully he's pulled up okay. But for Hardstyle Rico, it sets up what's already been set up for the likes of Shimmer Shine and Simon Told Helen in that a pretty lucrative stud career awaits. I'm not saying he's going to retire now, but he's out of a son of an American greyhound called Bella Infrared, who was an absolute champion, and his pedigree will be sought after when that time comes.
All right, then, how do we make some money tonight at the Meadows?
Well, I like race 9, number 4, Bobby the Brute. This is the greyhound that ran second to Simon Told Helen in that Geelong Cup. He's got form behind Shimmer Shine. He recently won at Sandown in 29.30. He's an absolute star, stepping up over 600 metres. Look, there's some talented greyhounds against him, but look, he's been splitting at around the 5.12, 5.15 mark. If he's able to get around that first corner, I think he'll be impossibly hard to beat. His market is about $2.25, Gareth, so we're keen on him. Quaddy numbers, mate, 2, 4, 5 and 6 into 2, 7 and 8. Into 1, 2, 6 and 8, into 1, 2, 3 and 6 to bring us home.
All right, George, enjoy the Meadows tonight. We'll recap, of course, Melbourne Cup night earlier on in the week there, or earlier on this week, of course, on RSN Central. Well done.
Talk then, mate.